Matthew Todd is here to talk about his new book, Pride, the story of the LGBT equality movement, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, thanks. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us about your new book, Pride.
Pride is called Pride, the story of the LGBTQ equality movement, and it's a big, glossy picture book, a coffee table book that documents the long journey that the LGBTQ movement has gone on. So it kind of starts before Stonewall, with some of the background to where we were before. Stonewall is a kind of key focal point for the book, and then just looks at some of the advances and changes and key activists and events of the last five decades.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Well, in the UK, I'm quite well known for a book called Straightjacket, which is a book about LGBTQ mental health and why we have higher levels of depression and anxiety and then sadly addiction. Obviously not everybody, but you know, disproportionately high numbers compared to the rest of the community. And I think it's kind of more obvious now, more understood, of course, the way we grow up in the closet and repressed and then dealing with prejudice in our everyday lives, that can have a detrimental effect on our mental health. And towards the end of the book, there's a section in that book about some of the problems I think we have in terms of not seeing ourselves represented properly in film and media and TV and so on, but also understanding our culture and our history and the people and the events that shaped this kind of journey that's taken us to where we are now. And of course, there's still a long way to go. So I was saying that I think we need to understand our history better. And so I thought, well, actually, why don't I actually, you know, try and be part of the solution and create, you know, a book that documents some of that history. And I thought I knew it all. I thought it would be quite easy to do, but there was just so much information in there that I didn't know, so many people that I'd never heard of. So it was kind of an inspiring journey for me as a writer to go on that journey myself.
What do you hope to accomplish with this book?
I hope I provide with this book just a sense that we are part of a community and we are part of a movement. I live in London, so I don't know exactly what it's like in the States, but I do think that here there's a real problem that there isn't always a sense of a very strong community feeling. I think that's something certainly for gay and bisexual men, as we've moved onto apps and online. You know, lots of people love that, but it also means, you know, the sense of community isn't as strong as maybe it was when I was coming out in the 1990s. So I hope it just gives people a sense that they really are part of a really incredible and inspiring, very rich history of people fighting for their rights and standing up for themselves. And I think at this time, in particular, that's really important to understand that sometimes you have to actually do really hard work and go out there and fight, because people don't give you, you know, rights. They're not handed to you. All the advances that we've made, people have had in many, many different areas, people have had to fight for them, and I hope it inspires them in that way.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
Well, that's an interesting question, because, you know, I began my career at Stonewall in the UK, which is the UK gay rights organisation, when I was a little baby. I was about 21, 22, so I worked there for a while. And then I eventually worked at Attitude magazine and worked my way up to becoming editor in 2008. And so Attitude was a kind of lifestyle magazine, and it's kind of like a fun, kind of glossy magazine, similar to Out, I suppose, in the US. And there were good points and bad points about that. You know, it was kind of, it was a magazine that was kind of, when I joined it, was kind of less political. It was about kind of trying to be a new take on gay culture as it was then, fashion and lifestyle and entertainment. I loved that. That was a very welcome thing for me. But as I got older, I realized that, you know, culture, either we are rooted in politics and activism, and I strove to make it more grown up, more political. And so that's the kind of place I have been coming from in my career. So I had really struggled with my mental health growing up. I never ever found any therapists or anyone to really help me understand that. I had depression, I drank too much, and there was never any therapist that was able to kind of help me understand why that might have been in terms of growing up in the closet and being made by society to not feel very good about myself. But when I eventually wrote about that, an Attitude got a huge reaction, and so I wrote a book, Straightjacket, about it. I also had a play on called Blowing Whistles, which is kind of about the dynamics of gay mental health in terms of a relationship and open relationships and so on, and some of the good things and the bad things about that. So I guess I've been trying to help myself to a degree, and knowing that, you know, it seems to get a good reaction from other people, and trying to, I suppose there's part of me that wants to help the young people out there, because it's in a way helping who I was as a young person, if that makes sense. But also I would like to write other things. I'd like to, you know, write some fiction, and may have an LGBT focus, may not, but we'll see.
You live in the UK. In these challenging times, how are you dealing with the new normal?
Well, in terms of the coronavirus, I think it's just incredibly difficult times for everybody, isn't it? And I thought at the beginning of this period, I would just, you know, I'm a writer. But I do think that actually it's given me, I don't know if it's the same for other people, but it's given me a kind of chance to maybe just stop, be still, and try to reconnect with, you know, what's going on for me in my personal life and how I feel about myself and where I feel I am in my life. I hear that, you know, from lots of people that I'm in recovery and stuff. I hear lots of people say that it's bringing up lots of difficult feelings, but sometimes that can be really horrendous, and sometimes that can be a positive thing if you can work through some of our issues. So there's good and bad points, but I have to say I will be glad when it's all over. But, you know, we are in very difficult times, you know, obviously politically in the States and politically here, like a very difficult time, but I'm hoping that we will all come out of it in a more positive way.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids in these times?
I think that's a really hard one because, you know, I'm in my mid-40s now, and I see that the experience of young people is very different from the experience that I had when I was a teenager. I think one of the biggest changes is the fact that we live in a very visual culture now with, you know, Instagram and Facebook and the internet. So I would say to young people to talk to each other, to talk to people that care about you, to ask for help. You know, there are, you know, groups, there's the Trevor Project, and there's groups here in the UK, like the Albert Kennedy Trust, that can help young people. And to understand that you don't have to be perfect. I think when I was growing up, I felt so bad about myself. I felt I had to react to that by trying to be the best at everything. You know, I had to do the best at school, get the best exam results. When I came out, I had to, you know, dress really well and find the best partner and, you know, be the most attractive and go to the gym all the time. Not that I did all of those things, but I really felt a pressure because I couldn't achieve those things because they are essentially unachievable for anybody. It made me feel worse. So I would just say, don't give yourself a hard time and reach out to people who can support you, of which there are many.
How can people get information about your book, Pride, the Story of LGBTQ Equality Movement?
Well, I have a website, which is matthewtodd.net. So hopefully people can hear about it in that way. It should be available in all good shops and online. And
what other projects are you working on?
I'm trying to write a memoir about part of my life before I came out. In the 1980s in South London, in the 80s, as HIV and AIDS exploded into the world, and I would hear all the time just the most negative, terrible things from the media. And I don't think many people have written about what that was like and how that affected us. I'm trying to write a memoir about that.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, as cliched as it is, sometimes I think people might think that it's kind of, it might not be that substantial, but it actually really is to look back at some of the things that happened to me that had shaped me and to really understand the importance of self-esteem, self-confidence, and not being in competition with other people, not trying to be better than other people, but just trying to feel good about myself. So I think that's a key thing because I think for LGBTQ people, it's hard. We take a real battering when we're growing up, you know, like just hearing terrible things about ourselves. And sometimes, you know, we're not always as kind to each other as we could be. So I think it's really important that we learn to love ourselves. I think that the Ruthie quote is something that really resonates with me very much.